Chris Burton is from the campaign group Rail Future, also the editor of Rail East magazine. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What do you make of this latest study, then, by Network Rail?
Well, it's a rather peculiarly timed one, because only a few months ago they were looking at an Anglia route strategy. But I think it's good to see that Network Rail are actually looking at what the possibilities might be for imposing on the railway system in East Anglia a sort of Swiss, what they call Taktfahr plan. What it means is essentially that at nodal points like Norwich, Ely, Cambridge, Colchester and Ipswich, trains would actually meet with each other within a reasonable time. In other words, waiting times for connections would be minimised.
In a way, you think, well, why hasn't anyone done this before? Because it all makes sense, if it does work, for journeys to be joined up like this.
Well, exactly. I think because it costs money, the implication of this report is that something can be delivered quickly. It couldn't possibly be delivered quickly. We're looking at a timescale, if it's agreed, of 15, 20 years, I would think. But it might have quite good savings, because apparently these experts who've been looking at this have said that one thing that might not be necessary is having a second bridge at Trost. At the moment, you just have a single line over the Wensum at Trost. And it's been said by a great many people, including our organisation, that that's what you need. Well, apparently, if we had things properly timetabled, it would be superfluous. It wouldn't be necessary to have a second one. I shall wait to see the proof of that.
Interesting. And we were talking about Reedham earlier on as well, and how, well, they need to move the station to do all this, but to have services from Great Yarmouth via Reedham going to Lowestoft. I mean, this is, you could describe it as blue sky thinking. You could also describe it as pie in the sky. Is that feasible?
Well, it's obviously feasible if you've got a bottomless pit of money. I have to say, I think Reedham is improbable. At the moment, it is a semi-junction, because you could come in from Yarmouth and then change trains to go on to Lowestoft rather than having a continuous line. I don't really see that happening in the foreseeable, certainly not in my lifetime, but it's certainly a possibility.
And what about the Norwich to London line and well, getting to London from Norwich, shall we say, among all this?
Well,
because
this
they're proposing an express line via Cambridge, when Chloe Smith was saying, look, we're trying to improve the journey via Ipswich.
Well, there's no reason to suppose that they won't try and improve the journey via Ipswich. But there's a great deal of work needed to achieve that, let alone anything else. But I think the one via Cambridge is really quite an exciting idea, because it doesn't take any extra space in the timetable south of Cambridge and into King's Cross, and it does allow people in Norfolk, Norwich in particular, to get on a train at Norwich, travel down to Finsbury Park, have cross-platform interchange with a Thames Link train, which will take them straight to Gatwick Airport.
There's another idea, yeah.
So there's no traipsing across between Termini and London.
Which obviously adds more time. And they're saying that not enough people use trains to go cross-country. London is the hub, the focus of the train system as a whole. And would people really go from Great Yarmouth to King's Lynn on a train? They've got to change twice at Norwich and Ely, even if that's made easier. Would it be a route people would actually take?
Well, I think if it's made easier by the connections and by having a much faster journey, it is possible. I think, yes, it could happen. I think it's always difficult to say. I don't know what the number of journeys, potential journeys that are made on the road on that. I have no idea what that figure is. There's obviously some. But certainly interchanges could be made a great deal more easy by virtue of the fact that trains would meet and you would have a very reasonable time in which to make a connection, and pretty well guaranteed. But it does require a great deal of investment. And this is always a very early stage. It's sort of a notional thing at the moment, but I think they have given it a certain amount of thought, and it looks quite exciting.
Quite exciting, but will it happen, I wonder? We'll find out in the years to come. Chris Burton from the campaign group Rail Future, also the editor of Rail East magazine.